This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I am Reema Tendulkar. The GIFT Nifty is suggesting an absolutely flat start. Yesterday too, markets paused for breath, consolidating on the Nifty and the Sensex, the Nifty ending lower by 38 points or 0.18%, while the Sensex lost a little ground, 170 points down, to end with a cut of about a quarter of a percent. It's the banking stocks where we saw some dose of profit booking, with the Nifty Banking Index ending lower by 0.57%. The mid-caps continued with their action, and on the way up, yesterday the mid-cap index ending with a gain of 0.2%, a positive advanced decline ratio. This morning, global markets have ended positively. While the Dow was flat, the S&P 500 was up 0.5%, the Nasdaq gained 0.6%, and the Nasdaq has rallied now for the 8th consecutive session, while the S&P 500 is just 1.17% away from its life high close. The big cue overnight is the rise in Brent crude prices. Brent has now risen above $78 per barrel after Iranian-backed militants attacked vessels in Red Sea. It's caused rerouting, concerns about supply disruption. Some of the cues that we're tracking today: Fin Nifty expiry today, 3 new IPOs open, Happy Forging raising 1,008 crore, Credo Brands the brand which owns Mufti Menswear is raising 550 crore, and RBZ Jewelers, small IPO, 100 crore is what they're looking to raise. In terms of flows, the FIs net sold 33 crore in the equity markets as per the provisional figures, while the DIIs net bought 413 crore in the cash market as per the provisional figures. Now, talking about stocks, Apollo Tyres, that's White Iris Investment, is likely to sell a 3% equity with an upsize option. So White Iris Investment is looking to raise $100 million with an option to upsize. The floor price has been set at 440 shares, and White Iris is affiliate of Warburg Pincus. So Warburg is looking to sell about a 3% stake in Apollo Tyres. Vedanta has approved the second interim dividend worth 11 rupees per share, which is valued at 4,089 crore. Record date is 27th of December. If you remember, the first interim dividend was 18.5 rupees per share. Now it's 11 rupees per share. And separately, there is a board meeting today where they will consider some fundraise. In terms of QIPs, the big one today is Kane's Technology. It's a 1,400 crore QIP. The floor price has been set at 2,449 rupees per share, a 6% discount to the board meet. And the board will meet on the 21st to determine the issue price. KPI Green, floor price is rupees 1,245, 9% discount. You also have Devyani International, which is forayed into Thailand. They will be acquiring 274 KFC restaurants in Thailand. And Sun Pharma will be acquiring a 16.7% stake in Lindra Therapeutics for $30 million. The acquisition will be completed by December 2023. So lots of individual stocks as we come to the second last week of 2023. Have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.